Hey, good evening, everyone. Pastor Campbell here. Sorry to be getting on so late. Just wanted to take a moment to continue our series here on the fruit of the Spirit. Looking here at peace. Just wanted to jump on and encourage everybody concerning the concept of peace. I want to try to make this short, but in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, talks about letting the peace of God rule in our hearts. And I wanted to just encourage those Christians out there that the peace of God may rule in your hearts. If you study through the Bible on the concept of peace, it is the not only the lack of evil and drama in your life and lots of crazy things, and in fact it's also the lack of war and all of that, but it's also having a deep-seated comfort in knowing that God is in control. It's also a deep understanding that things are going to be okay. And as you look through the Bible, you find that God is called, that the word peace is often the Lord's name is attached to it. The Bible says that He is the Lord of peace. Wow, that's a lot of thumbs up there. Amen. but the Bible says He is the Lord of peace. He's the Prince of peace. He's the King of peace. He's the God of peace. And so we recognize that that God is in control of peace. You and I cannot be in control of peace. In fact, there's going to come a man on this planet someday that's going to say that he is going to bring peace. And frankly, that's impossible. No man can actually bring real and true peace. Only God can bring peace. And so we're just real quick, just wanted to take a couple of things here. I wrote a couple little notes down and just to remind me of where I'm at on it. But the Bible talks about having a peace that passes understanding. And then what's awesome about that is right where it says a peace that passes understanding, in that same passage it says that we can know the peace of God. And so it's really neat how God says that we can know the peace of God, which passes understanding. And also the Bible talks about having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I just wanted to take a moment to talk about the gospel of peace. And the gospel of peace is peace being brought to the life of an individual because Jesus made peace through the blood of His cross. And we can receive that peace if we simply repent, turn to Him, and trust in Him in His work when His blood was shed on the cross. And so we can receive that peace in our lives, and then that peace can grow as we trust God and walk by faith. And as we started our series here on the fruit of the Spirit, you must be filled with the Spirit as a Christian, emptied of yourself and filled with the Spirit. And as you're filled with the Spirit and you're rejoicing in the Lord and you begin to see love and joy in your life, you'll also see peace in your life because it is He that worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Amen, brother. Wow. Praise the Lord. It's kind of late here too. It's 10:37 here. But we can have peace through the blood of His cross. We can have peace because the Spirit of God dwells in our hearts. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And so we can go to the Lord, first of all, for salvation and make peace between us and God. You know, Brother Paul told the Corinthians, he said that we are ambassadors for Christ. And he says to be reconciling the world as Christ did to God, we're also, as Christians, to be reconciling the world to God. And just the same as he says there, that you know, in verse number 17 of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto Himself. And this is through the death of His Son and through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And it is only by that work that we can be born again. It is only by His works and none of our own that we can be saved from our sin and given a place in heaven. and given peace with God for all eternity. You know, a lot of people say when people die, oh, you know, rest in peace. And you know, truly, we can only say that if someone is resting in the peace of the cross. And it's only if one has trusted in Christ. And unfortunately, many people pass from this life today unprepared, not ready to meet their Savior, their Savior is the one who died to save their soul, and they're not ready to meet Him because they've not trusted Him as their Savior. And unfortunately, that takes place. But the fact of the matter is, if you're watching this message right now, Jesus Christ died for your sins. And if you'll simply turn from your way of making it to heaven, turn from your way of living this life, and trust in His way. As He said in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. If you'll trust in Him, you can be saved. And there can be peace between you and God. You may ask me today, why do I need peace with God? Well, the answer to that question is because you've sinned. You see, each and every one of us have sinned against God. And we deserve God's wrath upon ourselves. But Jesus Christ died to pay for our sins so that we might be delivered from them, delivered from their power, delivered from their penalty, and someday we'll be delivered from the presence of sin as well. And see, God has made the way to have peace with Him through the death of His Son, and then live a life of peace. You see, often, you know, people have, I was joking with Brother Adams. He was here the other day, and he had this little canister. It said Dramamine on it, and I was joking with him here about the word drama in mine there. And I said, you keep your drama to yourself here. And, you know, unfortunately, many people in this world have lots of drama in their lives and lots of battling and wars and fighting and a lot of just difficulty, and you've got mountaintops and valleys and all kinds of trouble. But you know what? If you let God control your life, if you let God control your life and you trust Him and you walk by faith, being filled with the Spirit, you can have peace. And that peace goes along with patience. We're going to talk about long-suffering next video. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. We'll see when we get back to it. But that peace is going to come. With that peace is going to come a consistency. It's going to come an even keel, a life that that doesn't have all of the craziness going on. Of course, we can't control the things going on around us. And like I said in another video the other day, that our circumstances aren't there to make us who we are necessarily. They're there to show us who we are, so that God can make us who He is. Just like His Son, because Romans chapter 8, I'm sorry, not chapter, yes, chapter 8, there toward the end, it says that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. He says there that that He has predestined those that believe to be conformed to the image of His Son. And so we have that promise that God is working things, even though there might be something crazy going on in our life. We can have the peace of God knowing that He's working all things together for our good, that we might be just like Jesus when we stand before Him face to face. I hope this is a blessing to you. Take a moment to share this with your friends here on Facebook. Also, you can go on the public page there, Pastor Aaron Campbell. It's facebook.com/PastorABCampbell. And you can find it there. You can find us on YouTube. That's youtube.com/BROABC, like brother, ABC, bro ABC. Look forward to seeing your feedback in the comments, and hopefully you can live a life of peace. Praise the Lord.